N8VDZ from KE8WUO. N8VDZ from KE8WUO.
K8VCW. AC8MXT.
W8RT testing.
Good afternoon. I heard your radio's working, so I heard you in there. KC8FGW.
Well, hello. Thanks for the response. Wasn't expecting one, but my name here is Dave. And I'm going to check on my, well, I'm trying to work on my code plug here. I'm currently using one that I've been created by somebody else. Last time I checked on Radio ID, or PMR Radio ID, whatever the website is, it comes up with the Brandmeister talk group ID instead of talk group 51. So I'm trying to see why that is here. Could you maybe comment on how my talk group is showing with you?
Yeah, you just use your ID from the your Brandmeister one. So they don't do, the MF5 guys don't offer IDs anymore. They just tell you to, if you go to the website, they'll explain it to you.
Okay, because I was expecting to see Talk Group 51 showing up. So I'm pretty new to DMR, still learning it here.
No, it still pop up with the Brandmeister one. It's hooked into the Brandmeister network, so statewide one, statewide two, and so it'll just come up with the Brandmeister talk group. But don't use the Brandmeister number for going into the MI5 repeater. Like I said, it's all on the MI5 website.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to see about transferring some of these over into my personal code plug here and see if I can get it corrected bit by bit. Me scrapping to start off afresh, though.
Okay, yeah. Are you using a Brandmeister or repeater, or are you coming through an MI5 repeater?
Well, I believe currently I should be using only the Siemen talk groups, yes, for the repeaters. Normally I would be coming in through the Mount Clemens site, but I think, and I'm new to this, but I think I'm going to the VQS site now currently. But yes, I should have this program, well, I should say whoever created the code plug, I think I've got it set up so it's only Siemen repeaters.
Okay, yeah, if you don't need to be using the Michigan 5 repeaters, I call them, that's easier for me to say. And yeah, you use the 50 there, like the 51 or 52, I think there's 51 through 56 or something like that, for your talk group ID, or talk, yeah, but anyways. Anyway, yeah, it sounds like you got it figured out there, so yeah, as long as you don't use anything with Brandmeister on the repeaters here, you'll be here all set.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick with the six that are listed, the two statewide and then the four event channels here. But this is something that I downloaded from the Macomb County ARPSC website here for their code plug here. A friend of mine suggested I do that. That way I could kind of learn how they set it up here because I'm still trying to figure out like strategies. I guess right now I do all my zones in a, like for statewide one into one zone, so that way you can scan through it that way. But it's kind of confusing. And, you know, I have heard some other people talking on the repeater also with the same radio, the Bale Fang DM30, stating that it is kind of confusing with the CPS software.
No, I'm not sure. So, yeah, I don't know. Zone one should be just your local area stuff. That's how I do it. And zone two is, I don't know, another county. Who knows? All depends on what you want to listen to. So, I know sometimes when they first came out, they had zones for every repeater. So I don't remember how they had it set up, but that's all different now. So you can do what's called roaming. So EMR, you're able to roam. You can just, and that's a whole nother ball game there. So, but if you're just planning on using one of the repeaters in your area, and I would just stick with that repeater. So, or that area's repeaters would make that zone one. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think it came already set up for roaming. Well, I'm not certain. It seems to me that it's working fine. Kind of strange now that I'm going to the Detroit site instead of the Mount Clemens, which I'm a little bit closer to. Well, anyways, you heading home for work or heading off to work?
Today, neither. I'm my day off, so I get one of those once in a while. So, no, my day off today, so. I get today and tomorrow off and back to work the weekend, so there you go. But, yeah, well, actually, I think it was snowing today again, so that's nice. I think it might have stopped. I think it was only supposed to snow this afternoon and quit. So, yeah, that's what it looked like it did. So. But, no, yeah, we're way up here in the Sioux, so talking, going through a Michigan 5 repeater, so I got the only one. But, yeah, so how's everything down in Detroit? It's been a while since I've been down there. How many years? Ooh, I can't remember. I think 2019 is the last time I've been in Detroit.
Well, it's still probably pretty much the same, and you're not really missing too much, I would think. I'm probably missing a bit more by going your direction. I think when the last time I've been up in the UP has been. And I think I was talking with you yesterday, as a matter of fact. I didn't catch your name, but I think it's Brad. And I think you were heading to work yourself. Yes, that's why I think I asked. But no, you can keep the snow up there. No, but seriously, I don't mind the snow. I've lived in Michigan all my life, so I'm pretty much used to it. And I don't really mind that. It's just the frigid cold that I don't like. No, we didn't get any snow here. It's still pretty chilly here. And I'm eagerly anticipating summer myself. Quite a bit more summer tune, but I do like the change of seasons here. I think that would feel very strange to me if I were to move to, like, someplace in, I don't know, Florida, for example, and not experience the same type of winter that I've been accustomed to. So, I don't know. Hey, hard to say whether I would like it or not. There's probably parts of it that I would like for being in the warmth, but then other parts would feel a little, I don't know, a little vague and foreign, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, I just thought of those. Like, March was the last time I was in Detroit. There, we were at the Monster Jam truck there, so at the, Yeah, the Lions Stadium. I can't remember what it's called now. Oh, well. So, yeah, we stayed in that hotel right there in Greektown and walked the two blocks over to the stadium there and watched the show. And that was fun. It was an all-day event, so nothing wrong with that. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I drank a lot of beer, too. So and had some barbecue. Yeah, it was nice. There's a good barbecue joint there. And that breakfast place there, the diner, that was really good too, so not too far in Greektown, so that was a good time.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, trying to think for the Sioux, how long it's been, but it's probably been on the order of decades, probably 20 to 30 years or so ago. But I certainly get up there for the locks, I'm kind of, I'm kind of a boat nerd myself here, I guess you could say. Not too heavily into it, but I do kind of like watching the freighters go past here. Because I'm, give you an idea. If you were to look at a map of the metro area of Detroit, and you see the east end of the border of Detroit, well, the north end of Detroit, on the east side where it goes into Lake St. Clair, that's pretty close to my geographic location. I'm probably... Oh, maybe a mile or so from the lake. So I, take my bike down and go ride and watch the freighters. Years past, I have lived in a house on the lake, technically the canal, a canal off of the lake. So Did have the water right in my backyard at one point in time, but kind of like it. It's something I'm going to probably see about. I haven't done my QSL card yet, but I'm probably see about incorporating a picture of a freighter I'll take sometime, and then maybe put my call sign horizontally across the freighter or something, and then the other information elsewhere. Kind of nice since it's pretty local to us here. W8RAT.
Oh, heck yeah. There you go. So, yeah, I got one of those, but I got a corporate firefighting, so there you go. So, yeah. Yeah, you should come up and spend a weekend or something. I'm sure you're probably retired, so, yeah, come up and spend some time. And I always like going down to Rotary Park, and they got park benches, or bring your own the easy chair and sit there and watch the boats go by, and that's always a fun. And, or the other side, you go and go take a swim or kayaking. So Rotary Park's kind of cool. Check it out. And they got Clyde's Drive-In restaurant right there, too, and Sugar Island Ferry. So it's always a good place to go hang out.
So, kids like it. So, okay, I missed part of that, Brad. I'm not certain if I was out of range or not of the repeater. Caught the tail end, I'm thinking of your transmission there, and then I go to talk and seemed like I was prohibited for a moment here. Anyways, yes, I should keep on doing it. And I'll tell you a little ham radio kind of incorporated story along with it. I lived near Marine City, which is a suburb northeast of Detroit, and I had a friend who was also a ham. I think he's probably since retired by now, but he was the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer safety director for this region, I guess, in Detroit. And there was one time he was able to get himself on a freighter. I think it was maybe outside of Cleveland, but he was able to ride there from Cleveland up to the Sioux, and I guess he was doing it mostly to see about security issues that he might encounter and how to deal with them and such. But as he was passing by me, I was able to have a little quick simplex because he was sitting on the fantail of the freighter just playing radio as he was taking notes and going up the river to the lake and then up to the Sioux. So thought that was kind of nice, been able to make contact with a Great Lakes freighter in a way.
Oh, you know what? That just rang a bell for me. And I actually talked to a guy on freighters a couple times, so they'll call a C2152 or something like that, and they said that they're on one of the freighters. So, yeah, that's cool. Done that a couple times. I haven't done it in a while. I haven't heard any hams on the freighters in a while, so hopefully they're still doing it. But, yeah, hard telling. So, yeah, that's a cool story. I like that. I know one time I had a buddy that took a ride from the Sioux all the way to Duluth on a freighter. I guess they were offering tours or something. But I don't know if they're still doing that or not. But hard telling. But anywho, I hear the dinner bell, so I figure I'll give you a thanks and go have some dinner.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm probably going to get back, take a look at the code plug, and see about recreating a portion of it on my, I'm uncertain if I'm going to create an entirely new one or adapt the old one here, but I'm going to work a little bit more on that. And then I'm probably going to do the same thing here, too, figure out what I'm going to eat for dinner, chicken or hamburger, whatever I feel like. And then I'll be able to strap the feed bag on here. Anyways, I'll bid you adieu, 7-3, and you have a great afternoon. I'll listen up for your final. This is W8RIT.
All right, sir. Yeah, good time to you again. And enjoy the rest of your evening. 7-3, KEAFGW.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
Hey, Anthony. W-8-F-U.
My problem was because I was in the basement.
In the basement. Do-do-do-do-do-do. In the basement.
Thanks for coming back to me. Now I can
spend even more time making this code plug even better.
There you go. Jeff answered you over on analog, said you were making it in, but there you go. That's just a really tough area there to get in and out of with the RF. It's stinks, but that area is tough. All right, I'll let you get to it. W8FU.
Was I making it on analog, Sean, or not?
You were a little light. No, there was bacon frying. Your audio was kind of low, but I heard you. But I've got nothing, you know, distracting me.
Okay, carry on. KVFW.
W8FU.